The Israeli blockade of Gaza has been going on for 30 months. The UN Relief and Works Agency, which cares for 1 million Palestinian refugees in Gaza, says the territory is receiving only 20% of the goods it got before the blockade was imposed. UNRWA says the ongoing blockade of Gaza's borders has caused the private sector to collapse and unemployment and poverty to rise to unprecedented levels. The agency is renewing its appeal for $323 million to assist Palestinian refugees in Gaza and the West Bank throughout 2010. UNRWA Director of Operations in Gaza, John Ging, says $250 million of the appeal will be used to sustain basic subsistence levels in Gaza.
Access to those billions that have been pledged, $4.5 billion were pledged in Sharm el-Sheikh, will replace the need for much of the aid, the humanitarian assistance that we're now appealing for, because the recovery and reconstruction will generate tens of thousands of jobs. It will put the private sector back to work. Remember, 100,000 have been made unemployed in this past 2.5 years. And the money will be, as I say, put to productive use.
The United Nations reports the houses of 325,000 people were destroyed or damaged during the war that erupted between Israel and Hamas militants more than a year ago. An estimated 20,000 people continue to live in temporary housing. Ging says Israel refuses to let cement, steel rods, and other reconstruction material enter the Gaza Strip because it fears they would be used by Hamas to build bunkers. He says the United Nations has presented a plan to the Israeli authorities to oversee the recovery and reconstruction of Gaza. He says UN agencies have the technical expertise and the capacity to get the work done and to make sure that none of the materials fall into the wrong hands.
There's no point in just continuously saying, hypothetically, this might happen or that might happen or it might fall into the wrong hands or whatever. The bottom line is that we've put forward our plans, we're ready to go, and let's get on with it. And the cement that comes to the UN to build a school, there'll be a physical school there at the end of the process, or there won't. If there is a physical school, then we've done our job properly. If there isn't, then we should be held accountable for that. I mean, that's what we now need to do.
Ging says attitudes among the Palestinians will continue to harden and become more hostile if reconstruction cannot get underway. He warns this will be counterproductive to Israel's objective of achieving stability and security. He appeals to the Israeli authorities to open the crossing points and allow essential supplies of food, water, and medicines, as well as shelter materials, to flow freely into Gaza. He says this will greatly improve conditions for the Palestinians and ease tensions between them and the Israelis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.